Our guest on Via Gars this month is Dr. Sharon Polansik, a neurologist at the Atlanta VA Medical Center, where she also oversees the Geriatric Extended Care and Rehabilitation Program. Dr. Polansik, what is the Geriatric Service Line?
The name of our service line is Geriatrics Extended Care and Rehabilitation, and that may not really be clear to listeners what that all entails. It's a very diverse group of departments. We take care of veterans who are elderly many times, but not always, those who may have physical disabilities and the like. We have primary care services for the geriatric or the elderly population. We also have in our service line a home-based primary care program, which is a wonderful program that actually provides health care services to the veterans right in their home. We also have our nursing home called our Community Health Center, and that is right here within the medical center complex. Along with that, we have a limited number of beds available in that complex, so we also have a very robust program in which we can interface with outside nursing homes who contract with VA. So some of these veterans can be eligible to go outside the VA as well to receive their care.
Are there other programs that fall into the service?
We have similar types of programs in which we interface with personal care homes in the community, adult day health care community services. We even have a medical foster home program, which is a program I don't think a lot of folks know about. This is a program in which VA can actually match veterans to caregivers out in the community who have their homes equipped to take care of veterans. They're in some ways like smaller personal care homes, but it's a great service where sometimes we can pair a veteran with a proper home environment.
It sounds like you stay very busy.
That's our geriatrics extended care department. And then on the other side of our service line, we have rehabilitation. And in that group, not only do we have the physical medicine and rehabilitation department, who we abbreviate PM&R, we have those physicians who take care of vets who may have musculoskeletal disease, pain disorders. We have a very large department for physical therapy, occupational therapy, recreational therapy that are provided here. We have one of the largest audiology clinics in the country with 12 full-time audiologists, soon to become 14 audiologists. It's a very significant comprehensive program for veterans, and we can do not only test their hearing, but we can fit them with a wide assortment of hearing aids and services that we offer, along with subspecialty clinics for veterans who might be suffering from ringing in the ears or tinnitus or inner ear disorders, equilibrium and balance disorders. We have the speech pathology department is right there with audiology, and they provide a full array of services to take care of veterans who may be having problems with speech or swallowing or voice disorders. Neurology, not always is in some VAs, the neurology department is not within the service line of geriatrics extended care and rehab, but here at the Atlanta VA, neurology is in this service line, and we not only provide a comprehensive neurological care, both inpatient and outpatient clinics, but we also have a dedicated spinal cord injury clinic, as well as a traumatic brain injury clinic. So, we're very busy, and we're very diverse.
One thing I'm sure our listeners are wondering is, what do you consider geriatric?
That's a great question. Well, I think in the lay population, a lot of folks think, you know, once you turn 65, that's the cutoff. It's not always that cut and dry, although each veteran, at times, for example, in the primary care clinic for the geriatric population, most of our veterans indeed there are in the 65 and up age group. But say, for example, in audiology, you may have a lot of our veterans who are older who may have hearing loss, but certainly the services are open to all of our veterans within VA, regardless of their age. So it just kind of depends on each of the programs and what we can best do to fit their needs. But again, because the department is so large and so diverse, we have to be careful that, you know, we don't just say that we're only taking care of the geriatric population. For example, our TBI program, a traumatic brain injury program, a lot of those veterans in particular are those who have been in recent conflicts, for example. So those are some of our younger folks who are maybe even in their 20s. So it is a group that I think is definitely, we focus probably as a whole on more of our elderly population than not, but certainly we don't exclude the younger veterans as well.
Obviously, you would think that someone with traumatic brain injury would be a younger veteran, correct?
Correct. I mean, I think most of our veterans in that program are probably under the age of 50, although we, again, have some that are older as well. But that's definitely a clinic that the mean age of the population that they serve is going to be younger than some of the other departments in our service line.
How can veterans get in touch with you about the geriatric service line?
The veterans need to be enrolled, and I think the easiest way, anybody can contact me if they wish. I am here full-time, serving here at the Atlanta VA in my position. But also, each of the various departments, can be reached, and, in a conventional way, if one were to call just the main number to the Atlanta VA department, any operator would be able to forward you through to any of these departments. We also have a lot of the services are accessible to the primary care providers directly. So oftentimes a lot of the veterans that we receive into our service line, we receive from the primary care providers when they put in a consult for our services. So that isn't the only way that you can do it, but that's a very frequent way that our veterans receive our services.
Tell us more about the Community Living Center.
The Community Living Center is right here within our Atlanta Medical Center complex. It has over 40 beds. It takes care of veterans who have subacute and chronic needs. There's also a few beds that are dedicated for veterans who may need respite care, for caregivers who may need respite and temporary nursing services. It is a well-established unit. It is frequently full, as you can imagine, and so a lot of our veterans have been there for many years. We have a very well-established community over there. That's why we also have, as I was mentioning, a very robust program in which we contract with nursing homes in the community as well, and that is probably a program that not as many people are familiar with, but that VA is extremely involved with some of these nursing homes which are in the community who can also provide services for our veterans. So it's a well-established program with appropriate oversight.
Would veterans contact you about the Community Living Center?
They could certainly do that. We have our director of our Community Living Center is Dr. Kim House. And she has served in that capacity as the director now for well over 10 years. And she would definitely be an excellent point of contact. You can also contact me as well, but as the director of the CLC, she's the one who runs the show over there and is intimately knowledgeable of what's going on at any given moment over at our Community Living Center.
It is quite amazing that you have so many programs under one umbrella.
It is. It's a wonderful, diverse group and a wonderful group to work with as well. I mean, we have, these are people who I work with every day who have devoted their lives and gone into fields where they can really be very much involved with the vet. With these folks who have challenges, some of them very complex. It may not be just a simple ailment. Many of these folks have a lot of complex comorbidities, if you will, a lot of things that challenge them, not just their physical ailments, but sometimes there's a lot of family challenges as well, financial concerns. And we do have the support, and we offer a lot of services. And so I'm happy to be able to, you know, share some information with you about it.
And you mentioned that caregivers can use your service as well.
Yes, they do. They have a service just for that. It's a comprehensive approach to taking care of not only the veteran, but also their primary caregivers, their families as well. Many times we have to interface, if not as much, maybe sometimes even more, with the family caregivers. So it's the sort of thing where we have to reach out and really be open to helping the veteran as a whole at multiple levels.
Any final thoughts?
We want to make sure that veterans who might be listening understand that we are honored to serve them. We want to serve them. We want to know how we might be able to provide the services to them and how we might even be able to improve. We just want to do a good job because they've earned it, and we're honored to do it.
We would like to thank Dr. Sharon Polansik for being our guest this month on Via GARS. The Atlanta Rehabilitation Research and Development Center of Excellence for Visual and Neurocognitive Rehabilitation, CVNR, and the Atlanta Office of the Birmingham Atlanta VA Geriatric Research Education and Clinical Center, GREC, proudly partner with GARS to reach veterans and their loved ones with information about research and the services at the Atlanta VA Medical Center through this monthly broadcast, Veterans Information at GARS. The CVNR's mission is to foster the health and well-being of veterans through uniquely synergistic research impacting visual and/or neurocognitive function. The mission of the GREC is to improve VA healthcare delivery to effectively meet the medical, psychological, and social needs of older veterans through research, education, and the clinical services focused on mobility, palliative care, and incontinence.